Chapter 3. A Man of the Night. The night his parents died, Bruce waited a long time at the police station. One of the police officers there was very kind to him. His name was Sergeant James Gordon. Bruce knew that he was a good police officer. He wanted to talk to Gordon now. But he didn't go as Bruce. He put on his black bodysuit and a mask. When Batman appeared in Gordon's office, the sergeant was surprised and frightened.
"Who are you?"
he asked.
"What do you want?"
"Don't be frightened, Sergeant Gordon," said Batman. "I need your help. I know Carmine Falcone is the biggest criminal in Gotham. Why is everyone frightened of him? Why does no one stop him?"
"Because," said Gordon, "he pays all the important people in Gotham."
Bruce went to the river for the first time in many years. There were lots of people there. They didn't have homes. They slept in the streets every night. Some people were standing around a fire. Bruce stood with them and warmed his hands. He looked across the street and pointed to a door. "Is that Carmine Falcone's club?" he asked.
"Yeah,"
someone said. The next day at work, Lucius Fox said,
"Come with me, Mr. Wayne. I want to show you something."
Bruce followed him into a big room.
There, in the center of the room, was a fantastic car. A few moments later, they were in the car, and Bruce was driving it faster and faster along the road.
"Go slower, Mr. Wayne," shouted Lucius.
"No way," shouted Bruce. "This is fantastic. This isn't an ordinary car. It's more like a plane. Can I have it?"
"Of course," shouted Lucius. "All these things are yours anyway."
Later, Bruce drove the car back to Wayne Manor. "I'll call it the Batmobile," he told Alfred. Bruce was a man of the night now. He was Batman. He stood on top of a building near Falcone's club. He watched the street by the river. He saw a police officer talking to a group of ship workers. The officer took out a small white bag and gave it to the workers. Drugs. So some of the Gotham police were bad too. Falcone was paying everyone. Falcone sat in his office with Dr. Crane, the boss of Arkham Asylum for the Mentally Ill.
"Our boss is arriving very soon," said Crane. "When I tell him about the money, his money, he won't be happy."
"Don't tell him," said Falcone. "I won't take any more. This is the last time."
He gave Crane a small bag.
"Do you want to test the drugs now?" he asked.
Suddenly, there was a loud bang and the sound of guns. Crane quickly escaped through the door. Batman flew into the room.
"What are you?" asked Falcone.
"I'm Batman. Everything changes tonight."
Batman crossed the city to Rachel's house. He climbed through her bedroom window.
"Rachel, wake up," he said. "I want to tell you something. Everything changes tonight."
"And who are you?"
"A friend. I want to do good like you. I want to fight the bad people of Gotham."
Sergeant Gordon arrived at the river. A lot of newspaper people were there. They were taking photos. Next to a ship, there was a large box full of small bags of drugs. Falcone's men were lying behind the box.
Fantastic, said Gordon. Where's Falcone? He always escapes trouble.
Not this time. Look, he's over there, someone said.
Gordon looked. There was a big light next to the river. A man was lying across the light. He wasn't moving. It was Falcone. Rachel read the newspaper the next day and saw the photo of Falcone on the front page. She smiled. At the police station, Sergeant Gordon's boss was very angry.
Who did this to Falcone? He shouted. Find him fast. The police look stupid because of him.
I think he's trying to help us, sir, Gordon said.
We don't need his help, shouted his boss.
Well, I think we probably do, thought Gordon,
but he didn't say anything.
Dr. Crane was visiting Falcone at the police station.
Tell the police I'm mentally ill, Falcone said to him, or I'll tell them about you and the drugs.
Crane was angry.
What do you know about me and the drugs? He asked.
I know that you test them on people in your hospital, said Falcone. I know the boss is planning something big.
Would you like to see my mask? Said Dr. Crane suddenly. I use it in my tests. People are very frightened of it. They don't like it at all.
He opened his bag and took out a horrible mask. He put it on.
How do I look?
Whoosh!
Suddenly, white smoke came out of his bag. Falcone tried to shout, but his nose and his mouth were on fire. Water came out of his eyes. He saw horrible things in front of his eyes. Crane quickly put the mask back in his bag and shut it. He called a police officer.
I think Mr. Falcone is certainly mentally ill, he said to the officer. We'll move Mr. Falcone to Arkham Asylum. We can take care of him there.
Earl was angry. Bruce Wayne was back in Gotham. Earl wanted to sell Wayne Enterprises for a lot of money, but now he couldn't. And now he had another problem. His number two at Wayne Enterprises, Rogers, was telling him about it.
One of our biggest ships has disappeared, said Rogers.
There's a big, expensive machine on that ship, said Earl. A very dangerous machine that can change water into steam.